Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to be looking at the letter R. R makes the sound of R. We are going to have a great time. I just need you to remember that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I need you to please listen, follow the directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it's all good. You can finish coloring or writing something at the end. Okay, let's get started. Let's write our name at the top. Write neatly so we can read your name and know who you are. I am Mrs. Oldham. And when you are finished writing your name, you can put your pencil down. You're not going to need it for a while. We're going to color first. So at the top of your page, you should see a picture. And there are several objects in our picture that begin with the letter R and make the R sound. We are going to look for them. So we're going to start with the little girl. Her name is Riley. I have a Riley in my class this year, and Riley begins with the letter R, and it says Riley. It says Riley. Yeah, it starts with the letter R, and it says R. So we're going to color Riley's sweatshirt that she's wearing green. Find a green crayon, some kind of a green crayon, and let's color her sweatshirt green. So Riley, the name Riley, begins with the letter R, and it says R. So I'll practice saying R, Riley, R. R, Riley, R. Now you try it. Yes, R, Riley, R. Very good. Riley had to take a rest. Riley had to take a rest. She got tired and she is resting. Resting begins with the letter R. Also, R, resting, R. That's right. They both begin with the letter R and they both say R at the beginning. So, Riley's sweatshirt is green, some kind of green. And I'm almost finished coloring her sweatshirt. So I am going to put down my green crayon, and then I'm going to ask you to put down your green crayon in about 5 seconds, finished or not. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Let's color Riley's hair brown. Find your brown crayon, some kind of a brown crayon, and let's color Riley's hair brown. So Riley is resting, because she got tired. And Riley and rest both begin with which letter? Yes, R. And what sound does the letter R make? Yes, R. Very good. Rest and Riley. There you go. I am almost finished coloring Riley's hair, but I'm still, there we go. And her hair is brown. This is the part of the listening. Even if you wanted her to have black hair or yellow hair or red hair or even, green hair, which would be weird, but I've seen it. I need you to listen and follow my directions and color those brown. This is helping our listening skills. Okay, take 5 more seconds for Riley's hair. And then put your brown crayon down. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Thank you. Okay. So Riley had to take a rest because she was raking the leaves. Do you see her rake in her hand? Rake. Yes. Rake begins with the letter R. We're going to color her rake orange. Find some kind of an orange crayon. And let's color her rake orange. It's what she's holding. It rakes up the leaves. That's why she had to take a rest. She got tired of raking the leaves. So I can practice by saying R, rake, R. R, rake, R. Raking the leaves is exhausting. Trust me, I know. I used to live in Oklahoma. Maybe you live there now. And the leaves fall all the time in the fall, and you have to rake them up and get them off the ground. Or at least I did when I was a kid. That's what I had to do. And I would earn money for raking those leaves. All right. Rake, Riley, rest. All begin with the letter R. And make the R sound. Okay, I have finished coloring Riley's rake. And I'm going to put down my orange crayon and ask you to put down your orange crayon in about 5 seconds. Take 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Good job. All right, let's see. Should we color the leaves? Does the word leave or leaf begin with the letter R? No, it does not. But how about the raccoon? Do you see the cute little raccoon? Me too. Let's find our black crayon or maybe a gray crayon, or you could use your pencil, which makes a nice gray color. And let's color the raccoon black or gray. Or even if you have both of those, if you want to use your pencil and a black crayon, you could color it both colors. That's okay too. Some kind of black and gray or a combination. So raccoon begins with the letter R. It says raccoon. R, raccoon, R. R, raccoon, R. There you go. So Riley is resting from her raking, and she almost raked up a raccoon. Oh, luckily, the raccoon was too fast for her. Riley almost raked up a raccoon. Riley almost raked up a raccoon. But the raccoon got out of the way, and the raccoon is just fine. Raccoons are quick. Raccoons are fine. Raccoon begins with the letter R, just like Riley, and rest and rake. I just made that up. I don't know if it's my best song yet, though, I have to tell you. But I just tried. So raccoon begins with the letter R. There you go. And R makes the sound of R. There you go. So I have made a combination raccoon. It's a little bit of gray. It's a little bit of black. And either way, he begins. Raccoon begins with the letter R. R, raccoon. Okay, let's put our crayons down, black or gray, in about, oh, I'll give you 6 seconds. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, there is a bag of leaves on the ground. Should we color the bag? Does bag begin with the letter R? Bag. Nope, we're going to leave the bag alone. How about the rabbit? Rabbit. Yes, rabbit begins with the letter R. Let's find some kind of a pink crayon and color that rabbit pink. Ready, go. Rabbit begins with the letter R. Rabbit. R, rabbit, R. He's in the leaves. Maybe he almost got raked up too, the poor thing, but he hopped out of the way. Rabbit begins with the letter R. R, rabbit, R. Raccoon begins with the letter R. R, raccoon, R. Rake begins with the letter R. R, rake, R. These all begin with the letter R, and R says R. Raccoon and rabbit and rake and Riley all begin with the letter R. They all say R. They all say R. Hi, ho, the dairy, oh, they all say R. Rabbit and raccoon and rake and Riley and rest. Okay, now I'm finished coloring my cute little rabbit. I'm going to put down my pink crayon. I want you to put down your pink crayon, finished or not, in 5 and 4 and 3 and 2 And one. Now, friends, I know we said we're not going to color the leaves because leaves doesn't start with R, but I want you to look at the leaves on the tree. There are, let's count them, on the tree. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 8 leaves on the tree. A couple are falling. We're not looking at those. Just the ones on the tree. We can color those a certain color that begins with R. What could we color those? Red. Find your red crayon, some kind of red crayon, and color each of those leaves on the tree red. Go ahead. Begin. Red begins with the letter R. R says R. R says R. Hi, ho, the Dario. R says R. Like red and rabbit and Riley and rake and raccoon and rest. These all begin with R. These all begin with R. Hi, ho, the Dario. These all begin with R. I'm finished coloring 8 leaves on my tree. That's it. No other leaves, just the leaves on the tree. Put down your red crayon in 4, 3, 2, 1 and pick up your pencil. We're going to work on the bottom part of our page. On number 1, you'll see 3 capital, we can also say uppercase, R's in a row. Let's trace them. Start on number 1. Trace the first capital R. R says R. Scoot over. Trace that one. R says R. Capital R, uppercase R says R. Scoot over. Trace the next one. Capital R says R. Scoot over. There is nothing there for you to trace because I want you to write your own capital R. Ready? Go. Capital R says R. Scoot over, write really neatly, write your own capital R. We can also say uppercase R, R says R. Last one, extra practice, R says R. Very good. Okay, number 2, you should see 3 lowercase R's in a row. Let's trace them. Ready? Trace the first one, R, R. Scoot over, trace it, R, R. Scoot over, trace it. R, R. Scoot over. There is nothing there to trace. I don't know what to do. What should I do? Yes, write your own lowercase R. Ready, go. Write neatly. Scoot over, write your own. R, R. Last time, write your own. R, R. Very good. So now we're on number 3. I want you to find all the capital R's that you can, uppercase R's. Circle those dark black capital R's on number 3. Go across and look for them. Don't go up and circle any that you wrote or any that you traced. Stay on number 3 and look for the dark black capital R's. How many did you find? Me too. 1, 2, 3. I have 3 capital R's circled. Now stay on number 3 and circle the lowercase r's that you find. Lowercase r's. Don't go up and circle any that you trace. Stay on number 3, the dark black letters. How many lowercase r's did you circle? Me too! 1, 2, 3. So we have 3 capital r's that we traced for number 3 and 3 lowercase r's that we traced for number 3. Now let's look at number 4. You're going to see some pictures. I'm going to name the picture for you, and I want you to circle it. If it begins with the letter R, it makes the R sound. Ready? The first picture is alligator. Alligator. Does that begin with the letter R? No, leave it alone. The next picture is camera. Camera. Does that begin with the letter R? No. The next picture is ring. Ring. Yes, circle it. I can hear it. Ring. The next picture is fish. Fish. No, leave that alone. The next picture is rhinoceros. Rhinoceros. Do you hear R at the beginning? Yes, rhinoceros has an R at the beginning and makes the R sound. And the last picture is rocket. Rocket. Does that begin with the letter R? It sure does. Rocket. I can hear it. So we circled ring, rhinoceros, and rocket. And we finished the whole activity. Boys and girls, you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time. Bye.